Good morning. We're going to have our communion service today together, and we're just going to invite God. Lots about invitation today, inviting God to join us, inviting God to look at where we are, and inviting ourselves to take a stand. So we're going to do that today. So the Lord be with you. See, I should normally say at this point, if it's in yellow on the screen, that's your opportunity to join in. So. Good to be with you this morning, though. And just a few notices. We said goodbye to Pat this week, as some of you will know, Pat J. And we're going to celebrate her life. We're going to have a celebration of Pat's life later in November. So just be aware of that. And I was saying to the to St. Thomas's, Pat was one of those characters, wasn't she? So if you've got any Pat stories, I want them. Any stories about Pat, just send me an email or grab me. Actually, sending me an email would be really helpful because then I can collect them all together and we can celebrate Pat in November. And of course, this Tuesday, Pam Fazer, who was part of our congregation here for a long, long time, way before I was here, we are saying goodbye and handing her over to God this Tuesday. And the bishop doing it. See, Pam knew how to go out in style, didn't she? So, definitely in style. She always looked right, didn't she? Well, she's not going to do that till the end anyway. So this Tuesday, feel free to join us. And on Saturday, we're going to be celebrating Brian's life, Brian Kay. If you remember, he unfortunately died very early on, nothing to do with COVID, but very early on during the pandemic. And so we've got to the point now where we can gather and celebrate his life, which we'll be doing this Saturday. And finally, just to say as well, we have messy church cards outside. We're going to go back, we were just chatting, weren't we, about messy church a minute ago. And we're going to come back to messy church on the 3rd of October. If you want to know more about that, then Jill's your lady. Go on, wave your hand in the air, Jill. Jill's your lady. But actually, take some cards and give them around to those who you think might enjoy messy church. Right, as we begin, I need two volunteers. I have one already. Would you like to come and join me? Because I don't know about you, but I mess up in life. How you doing? Good, good, good. Should you pick an adult? When we say volunteer, we mean you pick an adult and I'll make him do it. Which one do you think? You don't know. Someone nice and strong, do you think? No? No? Not sure? I'm going to pick on Andrew. Come on, Andrew. There you go. So you can come over here, my friend. I'm going to give you a little bucket each. There you go. You got to hold the bucket out like that. You can hold the handle. That's fine. So there you go. There you go. You see, in life, maybe this is only me, but I muck up in life. And sometimes the burdens are quite heavy. So you've got to hold that up, Andrew. Sometimes the burden, I don't know, burdens can be really heavy, can't they? So it can be really heavy. So I don't know about you, sometimes I get really angry with people. And I make mistakes and I think things I shouldn't be thinking about them. So, and they're really heavy. You okay there? Okay. Sometimes, you won't believe this, but sometimes I say things I shouldn't say, and it's quite a burden to me. So, and it's really hard to hold all this up, isn't it? Well, it doesn't seem to be a problem for you, but okay, all right. Sometimes I get asked by God, you know, those little nudges you get from the Holy Spirit. Look, why don't you give so and so a ring? And it's not always, sometimes I don't do it, and I forget to do it, and it's another burden I've got to carry around. You're right there. And sometimes I just... You're quite strong, you, aren't you? But we carry these burdens around, don't we? We carry these burdens around, and actually, reality is, we can't really carry them around and be who God would have us be, can we? Not well, some people seem to be doing very well, but actually, we all carry our burdens differently. Some of them are really heavy. Sometimes we think we've done things in the past that God just would not want to know about. But the reality is that Jesus died on the cross to carry some of these really heavy burdens. But also some of the silly little burdens as well. Didn't he? He died on the cross so we can come to God and say, we're really sorry. We want to put ourselves right with you. And sometimes I have to say really sorry for silly things like being mean to Susie. Maybe that's not such a light one after all. Maybe that should be this one here, I don't know. I've got friends who I know who think that God wouldn't want to know them because of what they've done in their past. I've got friends who've been in prison. And they think, well, God wouldn't want to know them. I've been in prison. But the truth is, Jesus died on the cross. It's a big burden that can be taken away. And then I've got friends who just think that they're not good enough, just generally in life. But we can bring all of our burdens before God, and then we can easily lift and carry our life. Give them a round of applause. And it's good as we come together to worship and to share community and church together. It's good to put those things in front of God so that we, when we worship, when we sing our songs, when we say our words, we can know that we are clean of any mistakes that we've made. So why don't you just take a moment to think about that? And know that God's keen to forgive you. And we'll just say this little confession together. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And because of what Jesus did, we can know that we are forgiven. So Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our mistakes and sins, confirm and strengthen us in goodness, and keep us in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Right, we're going to sing our songs of worship, knowing that we are forgiven for our mistakes. Great big God, who knows the actions to this one? Come on, you're going to come up again. That is me. You're going to teach me as we go, are we? Come on, let's all stand up and sing Great Big God.
Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. And he holds us in his hands again. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. And he holds us in his hands. He's higher than a skyscraper. And he's deeper than a submarine. He's wider than the universe. And beyond my wildest dreams. And he's known me and he's loved me since before the world began. How wonderful.
This morning they're going to go out to their groups now. So Verity, you're more than welcome to join us as well if you want to. You're going to go to your group. So I'm going to pray for them as they go. We made a commitment to children a little while ago to make, and that's why we've moved this service to this time. And I really appreciate the fact we're doing it. Let's just pray for these guys very simply as we go. Lord, would you bless these wonderful guys? Would you pour out your spirit upon them? Might they be able to worship you this morning as we continue to worship you here. Amen. Amen. Have a great time, guys. We'll see you soon. Yeah, don't sit down. Stand up. We're going to sing another song.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught the flood, his mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me, his word, my hope, secure.
Have a seat. I'm just wondering today what we might feel grateful for. We say a prayer every week which we call the collect, which is normally a prayer of thanks to God the Father. And I'm wondering this morning what in particular you guys might feel grateful. Anyone willing to share a bit of what they're thankful for today? The rain. You're a gardener, aren't you? Yeah. Yeah. We were saying, actually, we were thankful for yesterday, weren't we? We were saying the sun yesterday. I was really thankful because it was my daughter's hen do. And they were in the garden, which meant I could get on inside and hide away. Anyone else? What else are you thankful for? A beanie, a new arrival. Remind us when you're due again. 13th of January. Fantastic. And there was another thankful one over there.
She got to university.
That's good news. That's a good thing to be grateful for, isn't it? Okay. Well, I'd like to leave a bit of space before I pray the prayer of the week. Just for you to say your own prayer of thanks. And, you know, God doesn't need these and thous, does he? He just needs a brief, thank you, God, for this, or thank you, Jesus, for that. So why don't you just in your own time, quietly to yourself, thank God for whatever it is for you. Lord of creation, whose glory is around and within us, open our eyes to your wonder that we may serve you with reverence and know your peace at our lives' end. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Fantastic. We're going to have our first reading now. And this reading is really one that I put in just again to have a bit more time to reflect. And so you might choose, but you don't have to do this, but you might choose, as Alison reads it, just close your eyes and let the word flow over you. It's about how God is with us all the time, even when we're in the middle of trouble, when we're feeling down, and something's going wrong in our lives. God is there for us. So, do come often.
So the first reading is Psalm 57. Have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends forth his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I am forced to dwell among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Thank you very much. Read so well. So, because it's a communion service today, it falls to me to read the gospel, which is quite nice. I quite enjoy that. So written in the 10th chapter, starting at verse 1, hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Very truly I tell you, Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees, very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate but climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep, the gatekeeper. The gate for him and the sheep listen to, the gate opens for him and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore Jesus said again, very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy.
I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd, does not own the sheep, and runs away. And then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
It looks like my phone's lost connection to the computer. That's really helpful, isn't it? It's caught up now. That's typical, isn't it? It's just having a bit of fun with me.
I don't know. There we go. That's what we want, don't we? Just because sometimes I wonder, I need to make sure my mic's on.
I'm just going to reflect a little bit on that passage from John there. John, one of the Gospels,
one of the biographies of Jesus. So let's take a moment just to come before God and acknowledge him. And so, Lord, as we reflect on your Bible, might you speak to us where we are this morning. Might we know your presence. Amen. If you don't stand for something, you're for anything.
How many? We've heard that one before, haven't we? So,
as a young man, that was me. I was meandering my way through life, wondering what life really was all about. What did it mean to us? And in truth, I listened to all the loud voices that told me that life was all about grabbing as much money as you could, having the biggest house you could, and the fastest car. I wonder, have you asked yourself that same question? What is life about?
I mean, heck, I think most of us have asked that question over the last couple of years, haven't we? What's this all about? What is it all about?
Well, spoiler alert, at the end of this, I'm going to tell you it's all about Jesus. So that won't surprise you, will it? Because I am all about Jesus. And I'm going to tell you it's all about Jesus because I truly believe that it is all about Jesus. I believe he is the answer. And because, actually, I've tried the big house and grabbing all the money I could and the decent cars and things. And I have found that actually when the rubber meets the road, when it all goes pear-shaped in your personal life, as many of you have found this as well, or even when there's a pandemic, those things fade into insignificance. But actually, the reality of what I believe is irrelevant to you, isn't it? It doesn't matter what I believe to you. It's about what you guys believe for yourselves. That's what really matters. Well, Jesus said, if you stand for nothing, you'll fall for anything. Well, he didn't actually say those words. I believe those words were probably by Malcolm X, but the gist of that passage we just heard was that, really. Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees. And you need to think of every pious, self-righteous, religious person you've ever come across. The sort of person that looks down their nose at you and you just feel the judgment oozing down the way towards you. Those are the Pharisees. And Jesus is about to let them have it with both barrels. He actually says that he has come for the everyday person. He says he hasn't come for the Pharisees, those who think they have it sussed, people like me. I hope he has come for me because I don't think I've got it sussed. But what he's saying is, if you think you've got it sussed, if you think you know what life is all about and you're not looking for anything more, he's not come for you. He's come for the normal people. The bricklayers, the taxi drivers, the nursery workers, the accountants, those of us who work in care. He's come for everyone who is looking for him. Everyone who doesn't know everything. Everyone who thinks they haven't got it sussed. And what Jesus says to those people is, and this is true of anyone who has either known Jesus for 30, 40, 50 years, or still doesn't know what's going on. He says, actually, if you look for him, you will recognize his voice. When we truly search for Jesus, then actually we will start finding that there are people around us there to encourage us, sent by God. When we truly search to turn away from the muck that we talked about earlier on and turn towards Jesus, that's what repenting is, isn't it? To turn away from the muck, and not that we got it sussed all of a sudden, but to turn away from the muck and turn to Jesus. We will find the things that come into our minds, the words that are in our minds, that are sent by God's Holy Spirit, and we will start finding that we know more about him. If you don't stand for something, you fall for anything. But Jesus reminds us that we know his voice, that he comes that we might have life to the full, and that he died for us. And that's our question for today, really, isn't it? Whether we've walked into here for the first time today, or we've been here for the past 10 rectors or whatever it is, we've got to ask ourselves the same question, really, haven't we? And that, you guys know this, but I say this all the time. When I point one finger at you, I'm pointing four back at me, aren't I? So this is about me as well. Have we handed the whole of our life over to Jesus? Or do we hold a little bit back? I'm guilty of... And then you think, I'm guilty of this. And then you think you've given it all to Jesus, and then suddenly you realise it's crept back in again. Am I the only one in the room? Do I need to go and get my own... What do we stand for, guys? Well, I said at the beginning that this Jesus was the answer. He is the only answer that we have. And on the Invitation Sunday, we want to invite him to have the whole of our life. So I do. So in a moment, we're going to sing a song. I'm going to do something very Anglican. This is most unlikely, isn't it? But for those that want it, I'm going to bless you with oil. If you don't come here regularly, this is most unlike Max. So people are looking at me like, oh, we've got an Anglican priest now. So you might today, after hearing what we've heard, you might decide to actually say, actually, I've been coming to this building for ages, but really I want to give my whole life to Jesus. Or you might know there's one part of your life that you just like to hand over to him. And I'm going to kill the video camera on the internet, so none of this will be going out. But for those of us in the room, during the next song, if you want to be anointed, and I'm nothing special, I'm just going to ask God to bless you, then you can come up and I will anoint you with oil and ask God to bless you. And you can put that stake in the ground that says, we start afresh here. Because if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Now, I'm not going to be able to control the words and anoint you, so we'll have to work it out as we go. But I'm sure Jesus will be great. Will be with us anyway. The Holy Spirit will be here. So we're going to sing Here Is Love, Vast As the Ocean. And then I'm just going to be here.
Here is love, vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the Prince of Life, our ransom, shed for us his precious blood. Who his love will not remember? Who can cease to sing his praise? He can never be forgotten throughout heaven's eternal day. Fountains open deep and wide, through the floodgates of God's mercy flowed a vast and gracious tide. Grace and love. incessant from above, and heaven's peace and perfect justice kiss the guilty world in love. Here is love, vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the Prince of Life, our ransom, shed for us his precious blood, who his love will not remember, who can cease to sing his praise, he can never be forgotten throughout heaven's eternal days. On the mount of crucifixion, fountains open deep and wide, through the floodgates of God's mercy flow the vast and gracious tide. Grace and love like mighty rivers poured incessant from above, and heaven's peace and perfect justice.
Do have a seat. Okay, so we're going to be praying to our God. Guys, for those of you that made that statement, took a stand for something this morning, I pray God's blessing upon you, as I already have. And you know that if you ever need to talk to me about anything, I'm here for that cup of tea, or that pint for that matter. I'm just going to pray now. If there's anything we should be praying for, what don't you share about? I know that we lost a dear young girl this week, Sophie, that some of you have been praying for. So we'll pray for her family. But anything else we should be praying for? Quiet. How about this? How about I just lift some things to God and leave some space for you to lift your own prayers quietly? Let's pray. Father, we can feel your presence. We know your spirit is with us. We don't want to gabble on with what we think is wrong with the world or what we think we need. We want to walk in your will. May our prayers be just like that. As we lift to you our prayers for the world, quietly to ourselves.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We lift to you our country, Lord, and all that's going on in it, and what you've laid upon our hearts as well right now.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
We lift to you Bedhampton, the areas in which we live, the places in which we work, lifting our concerns and desires for other people to you.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
And we lift to you ourselves and our decisions that we have made.
Bring into you the people on our heart within our own family and friends. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
So we're going to share some communion together now. If you remember when Jesus, just before Jesus died on the cross, he gathered with his friends. And he reminded us that when we gather, we should share communion. And we do that in the form of these words that we're about to say. And I truly believe also that we do that when we gather at home. So when you gather at home around the barbecue, or when you gather at home around the table, and you have Jesus with you, you're the person in the room that follows Jesus, that is communion. You don't use all these words that we're about to use, but that is an opportunity for communion and for people to know the love of Jesus, isn't it? So let's just pretend we've got a barbecue going this morning, and we'll gather for communion together. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Right to praise you, Father, Lord of all creation. In your love, you made us for yourselves. When we turned away, you did not reject us, but came to meet us in your Son. You embraced us as your children and welcomed us to sit and eat with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might have life in him and he in us. He opened his arms of love upon the cross and made for all the perfect sacrifice for sin. On the night that he was betrayed at supper with his friends, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His body is the bread of life. At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Father, we do this in remembrance of him. His blood is shed for all. Remember the blood shed on the cross for you and I. And we remember the moment when the centurion pierced the side of our Lord and the water mixed with the blood. As we proclaim his death and celebrate his rising glory, send your Holy Spirit that this bread and this wine may be to us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us one in Christ our risen Lord. With your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise, and lift our voice to join the eternal song of heaven. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. And so, as our Saviour taught us, we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in the one bread. But friends, draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. I receive the body of Christ for all those people who can't be here. I
receive the blood of Christ for all those people who can't see. There's a long tradition in the Anglican faith that when you receive either the bread or the wine, you have received full communion. We have been told by our central church that we're allowed to now share what we call the common cup, the wine. But you don't get extra brownie points if you do it. So you don't have to take the wine, but you are welcome to do so. Welcome to make that choice as an adult for yourself. But after you bring the wafers, the bread here, and if you could come up in a line, one at a time, give them some space, I will distribute communion to you that way. And then if you want to receive afterwards, you can go and receive the cup from over there for yourself.
And though I walk the dark.
Normally we have a prayer of thanks after communion, where we just literally say thank you to God for what we've received, for the fact that he died on the cross for you and I. And so let's do that now. Thank you, Jesus, that you died on the cross, that you stood for something. And as we have made our stand this week, we thank you that we can do that because of you. As we receive communion with others throughout the week, as we have a cup of tea, and as we have community, may you also be with us through your Spirit. Amen. Fantastic. Well, our guys are back. Our young people are back. You're going to come and tell me what you've been doing? You're not. That's fine. I understand completely. We're going, you're going to go tell me what you're doing, though, aren't you? You're not going to come and tell me what you're doing. You tell me what you've been doing. Someone tell me what they've been doing. And rainbows as well. Look at this. It's all going on here, isn't it? Noah took a stand, didn't he? It's almost like you knew what I was going to say. Noah took a stand for God. That's great. Thank you. Well done, guys. And well done for being out there and continuing. We're going to sing our last song now. It's one of those rousing hymns that we can all get behind, isn't it? So let's stand as we sing our last song together. been great to share this time together, guys. Really have enjoyed it. Thanks to you for being here. But go in peace to love and to serve the Lord in the name of Christ. But not before you have a cup of tea or coffee. So just do stay around for a chat and some more community and communion, as I was saying earlier on. So see you soon.